com with a professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
And we're here for Car Talk. I know that was a disclaimer and saying that we're closing. We're actually opening Car Talk at 9:30 a.m. and we've got Car Talk. Brad Dungeons is in. Brad, how's it going today?
I'm very well, Ben. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Always excited to be here with you and see what's going on with you all over at the
Well, we've got a lot going on this week. Yeah. I don't know if you've been on Facebook, but it's blowing up. We've got a big used car sale going on this weekend. It's called the $5 used car sale. And I have lots of answers for everybody's questions about that. There have been many, many questions on Facebook about it. And if you're interested in that, go to DungeonsFord.com site on Facebook, or DungeonsFord, look for DungeonsFord there. And there's all kinds of information there about it. But yes, we are actually going to sell cars, used cars, for $5 on Saturday. We're discounting everything, all our used cars. It is a real deal. We'll have several of these vehicles. You're not going to know which ones they are. You can queue up there. We've got a spot where the line will start, and we'll open it up at 10 o'clock, and the first person in the line will be able to pick their first car, and we'll start from there, and it'll go really pretty smoothly. I've been through a bunch of these. The first one we had was actually in Tulsa in about 1993. It was one of the most fun, best days we ever had selling cars, and we sold over 70 cars that day in Tulsa.
Wow.
And I hope we don't sell 70 tomorrow, but we've got 70, I think. I mean, and we're working like crazy right now to get cars ready. We've been buying cars all week, and people just keep coming in, bringing us more cars, so that's great. But anyway, there's a lot of information online on that. Just you can go to DungeonsChoice.com or go to Facebook and check it out. And hopefully all your questions will be answered there. But that's a big deal. Again, Saturday morning, if you want to check out the cars, they're starting to be more and more of them on the lot now. But we'll open it up Saturday morning at 8 o'clock where you can come and view the cars or queue up. And then, like I said, at 10 o'clock, we'll open up the sale. So about 9:30, we'll get everybody out of the cars and have an orderly approach to this. Semi-orderly.
Right.
Everybody's really excited about the opportunity to get the five cars. And there's a lot of skepticism about it. But the truth is, there really will be cars there for $5. I still, we have a documentation fee at Dungeons. We charge every customer $89.95. So even if you buy a car for $5, you have to pay the documentation fee.
Right.
That's the law on those charges. But anyway, great opportunity for somebody, and should be a great deal on cars. So we're going to, and because really most of our cars aren't going to be $5 cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's disclaimer there. It's kind of like winning the lottery, right? Not everybody wins. But what everybody gets is a great deal on a used car. We're going to slash the prices on everything. So a car that might normally sell for $7,500 might be $5,000. We're going to cut them back to our lowest possible price. We just want to turn this inventory and get ready for a big summer.
Absolutely. And I think we talked about this the last time we were on Car Talk. I think it was just last week.
No.
But this is not like your idea. This is something that's happened before.
Yeah, we've been doing these a long time. And, they kind of became popular. I've seen some posts on the Facebook about people who've been to them before. There were a bunch of them in the 90s. So it started in the early 90s. And, I think we had one of the very first ones, actually, and at Dungeness Brothers in Tulsa. But there were a bunch of them in the 90s, kind of ran its course. And, we were thinking about what could we do? We've got all these used cars, and we have had a great selection in the last few months of really higher mileage cars. And what normally we have to take, we sell them to wholesalers, to be honest. We don't usually have those cars on our lot, but we had so many, and we thought, why sell them to the wholesalers when we can go ahead and pass them on to the public, make everybody a great deal? We knew this time of year, with school getting out, there would be an opportunity for people to get some cars for their kids. And people are always looking for this kind of car. I mean,
Absolutely. While
we always talk on the show about new cars, the truth is about four times as many used cars are sold every day and as new. And so it's a big market, this should be just a lot of fun.
Sounds like an opportunity, and of course, it's not every day that this happens. So
once
in a while, kind of a thing.
It is something. If we have some success, and hopefully the weather will hold out and we'll, or clear
yes.
out by Saturday morning, at It's kind of touch and go, it looks like.
I agree. Agreed.
But anyway, we'll probably do it again if it's successful. I don't think we'd do it more than a couple times a year.
So, right. But special event coming up, and yeah, I know you're gearing up for
deal,
that.
And lots of other exciting stuff going on. I know we did talk last week about the great deals on Fords right now. Their Great American discount deal. We've got $1,000 special rebates for first responders and veterans, plus all the Dungis discounts and other rebates. There's some incredible deals, and you can check all this out online at DungisChoice.com also. But I've got some examples here. This is a 2016, so last year's model year, Ford F-150. It's an XLT, 4x4, Super Crew, EcoBoost. It's over $11,200 off. And if you add another $1,000 to that if you're a first responder or veteran. So that's a really incredible deal. And we have deals like this all in our website. We price everything online. We can see our discount. You know, we've got maybe you want a 17, a brand new 17 F-150. You can get that for just over $23,000. We have one, it's stickers for over 30, but with our discounts and the rebates with Ford, if you finance through Ford, that'd be $23,196, which is almost $7,000 off that vehicle. So really great deals on Fords. And you know, to mention the used car sale, and the other thing about the used car sale I forgot to mention is the if you go to DungisChoice.com, you can register for the program, and what that gets you is a chance to win a Yeti cooler, which is really really cool. I know people love those, and I tried to pick it up yesterday.
They're heavy.
It doesn't have ice in it. It's pretty heavy. Yeah, kind of a neat deal. So I know if you're interested in that chance to win and want to come check out the cars, go ahead and register for that.
All right, and we talked a little bit last week about Toyotas.
Yeah.
Is that still going on?
No, this is Toyota time. Okay. This is one of the big national sales events for Toyota. We've got some of the examples of their great deals right now are 0% for 72 months plus $1,000 rebate on Camry. Or if you don't want the 0% offer, you can take $3,000 as a rebate off Camry. That is an incredibly large incentive on Camry. The offer is 0 for 72 or 2,000 on a Corolla. The same thing on RAV4. You can get 0% for 60 months plus a $1,500 rebate on Tundra SE. And all those are the Toyota incentives. Mm-hmm. Our Toyota's Dungis discount is up there online. And you'll see if you go to the Toyota site, we have to price our Toyotas a little bit differently than do the Fords. We can only lower the price so far, and so you'll see call for max discount. We have a matrix that actually lowers it further, and if you call, they can give you that price. There's just rules as to how we advertise Toyotas that prevent us from pushing the price down below a certain point. Not supposed to talk about it, but I figure people wonder, why is that done that way? And you know, sometimes what that leads to is kind of looking around at all the websites, and all the Toyotas look like they're kind of priced the same. And then there's this call for max discount or some other system they have on their website to get you into a system where then you can talk.
Right.
The rule is we're supposed to have personal communication with you in order to negotiate the price lower than that.
So don't hesitate to call.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Don't hesitate to call. Yeah. Don't think that's the final lowest price on the Toyotas in particular. A lot of times on the Fords, we're going to go ahead and put them at a rock bottom price, because we know that's what you want to see. That's what you're comparing us to. And, our whole thing is making it transparent and easy for you to buy the car make that part of it simple.
Absolutely. A lot of good things going on. Busy week, it sounds like, get ready for Saturday.
We got Community Foundation, the Legacy Award coming up Saturday night, and that's always a big one. Have a lot going on today. I've already been to the Y this morning and had some time, but we've got some of our friends, too, from the YMCA down here, Richard Kane YMCA Bartlesville. I want to introduce a few of my friends from the Y that I see in different roles every time I go down there. But I'll let you introduce yourselves, and let's talk a little bit about what's going on this summer down at the Y.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brad.
Sure.
So my name is Victoria Gammon. I am the Aquatics and Fitness Director at the YMCA. We are gearing up for a busy summer. We are going to be opening Sooner and Frontier Pool May 27th. So that is always a great time of the year when the summer pools open up for the season. You should go onto our Facebook page, or you can also check out our website, rkymca.org. Sooner Pool has some additional features that you should notice. We have, of course, our diving board, and we'll also have the lap swim available from 12 to 1 and 5 to 6. Aquatic classes from 5 to 6. And we have a family swim, which is discounted $2 per person, 6:30 to 8:30, Friday evenings. That is also where we have our swim lessons during the summer, is at Sooner Pool. And you can register at the rkymca.org, or you can come into the Y and register for those classes, for those swim lessons. We still have private lessons year-round at the Y. So if you want a private lesson, you can come in and register for that at the Y. Also at Frontier, of course, we'll be renting out pool parties. 6:30 to 8:30, those are always a big hit. We usually sell out, so you do want to come in and register early, especially if you have a specific date. We have the option of Saturday mornings as well, 9:45 to 11:45 at Frontier for private pool parties. One thing that we have had in the past, but we haven't really utilized, is the air-conditioned birthday room. It is a smaller room, but it is air-conditioned. And when July hits, that's going to be a great deal. Of course, on our fitness side, we're going to have our great classes going on at the Y. We have aquatic classes. We have land classes. We have a new class called Pound. That's in addition to our body pump, body flow, spin, Zumba, refit. In our aquatic classes, we have all levels available.
Yeah. Well, question, because we have the city pools,
yes,
and then you have the Y. You know, how the city, I know the city and the Y work together,
yes,
on the city pools. But you don't have to be a member of the Y or anything to go to the city pools, right?
Nope, that
how
is.
How does that work? What does it cost? Tell people about that.
So $4 for an adult or someone that is over 12. So, pardon me. It's $4 over the age of 7 and $2 under the age of 7.
Good.
So 7 and older and 7 and younger, 6 and younger. So that's $4 and $2. We do give for active veterans and for active military and veterans. We give a discount of $2. So you'll just need to bring your ID.
Okay.
And then, like I said, on Friday evenings, we have the discounted family swim, $2. If there's a large group of such as church group or a large group that is going to have a large amount of people, then we can do a group swim agreement that would give a discounted rate as well. So we have specific times that we try to schedule those larger groups. So our open swim is available for families and for majority of the community comes during that open swim, 12 to 6,
and what
7
they,
days a
if
week.
If they need more information or want to schedule one of these parties, how do they do that?
They'll come into the Y or call the YMCA at 918-336-0713. We book all of our private pool parties through the Y.
Okay, very good. That sounds like a lot going on this summer, and it's just around the corner.
Yes.
Once again, when does the pool open?
May 27th.
No, so just, just another week, next weekend. Excellent. And we've also got here with us today Kenneth Wilson, who's the Senior Program Director, I think.
Yes, sir.
And welcome, Kenneth. Great to see you today.
Nice to be here.
Well, what do you got going on?
So the big thing that we have going on this summer, right now we have open our football and cheer registration from May 6th to June 30th is the regular registration for football and cheer. That's a big program for us. So also we have something new that we're trying. We have summer basketball camps. We have 5 different sessions that we're doing from June 5th to June 8th. June 9th to June 22nd, June 26th to June 29th, July 10th to July 13th, and July 31st to August 3rd. And we have several people already registered for that. There's a guy in town who does kind of some private lessons. His name is Rob Jarvis, and he's kind of the lead guy who's going to be running these basketball camps this summer over at the Y. So that's something new that we're trying. We haven't done that here before. So
I see him on the Saturday mornings.
Yeah, during the winter, yeah, our we have a huge basketball program during the winter. What else we got going on? We got our Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu program too. The summer session for that starts July 24th to September 28th. And we got a good guy running that program. His name's Wes Wilson. So if you're interested in that, you can come.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Youth Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah.
So what age groups is that target?
We are 5 to 12. Okay. Hopefully we expand to some different age groups, but right now it's just we're keeping it with the youth. A lot of the programs that I run are for the youth.
Okay.
And on all these programs, you can, for the basketball camps, for the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you can come into the Y or you can register on our website, rkymca.org. Football program, you got to register at sportabase.com.
Okay.
So that's sportabase.com is where you would register for our football program. So
another great example of why working with the city on all kinds of things, you know, whether it's the aquatic stuff in the city pools, or you guys in the sports stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's not just Y stuff, it's lots of stuff outside of the community.
Absolutely, yeah. So we just got a partnership with a school district actually for the after school care.
Right.
So I'm excited about that. I think the summer stuff is still going to kind of stay the same for this summer, but July 5th is when we're supposed to take that thing over, and so we're excited about that. The YMCA has been traditionally nationally has been a big after school provider. That's where I came from. I came from a huge after-school program in California, so we're really excited about taking that over. Yeah,
that's exciting. All right, and we also have Donna Sutton with us here today. Well, hi, Donna.
Hi. How are you?
Excellent.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about today?
We just have memberships at the YMCA, and
why might people might want to be a member listening to all this.
Yes. You don't have to be a member, though, to come to the YMCA.
Right.
We do have day passes that they can purchase, and we have adult memberships, single parent family memberships, youth memberships, family memberships, just a little bit of everything.
Uh-huh.
So.
And it's very reasonable. It's not.
It is very reasonable, and we do have scholarships available. We open at 5:00 in the morning, and we close at 10:00 at night, Monday through Friday. Saturday is 6 to 6. And Sunday is 1 to 5.
And we talked quite a bit about different programs and things. There's mm-hmm. always something going on there, almost always. And but there's lots of facility stuff too. You know, weight rooms, racquetball courts, pool. We mentioned.
We do rent.
What's there, and how people might they might use it.
We have a cardio room, and we have two free weight rooms downstairs. We have a walking track or a running track above the gym. We have two racquetball courts. We have a playground, an indoor playground. We have a bouncy house that we rent out for parties. We have just aquatics. We have various classes that people can participate in. And again, you don't have to be a member to participate in those classes, but if you're going to come to several classes, it is more economical to.
So how much is a day pass?
A day pass is $10 for adults and $5 for anyone under 18.
And if a family membership, though, for your whole family to come anytime you want is.
It's $55.90 a month,
okay,
with a one-time setup fee of $50.
Okay.
And then an adult membership is $40.85 with a one-time setup fee of $50.
Okay.
A child watch.
And we have a child watch. Our child watch opens at 9:00 in the morning, Monday through Friday, and closes at noon, Monday through Friday. And then on Saturdays, it's 8:15 to noon. And then in the evenings, it opens Monday through Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. or 5 o'clock to 7:30, with the exception of Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we open it a little bit early, 4:15, to accommodate the individuals that come to the body pump class or the body flow classes, because they start a little bit earlier.
That's great. And so you have child care available if you want to jump
yes.
out or take advantage of some of the other programs.
Yes.
And Kenneth, you mentioned the new program with the schools on aftercare and such. I mean, I had read a little
yes.
bit about that. It's a really neat deal. And it's, again, the why stepping up, helping the school system at a time when you know, obviously funds are
yeah,
hard
and,
to come by in our school
and because,
system.
And because the Y has nationally has a lot of experience doing before and after school programming, like I said, I came from it, I think we're kind of in a position to use some of the different models from other places to hopefully run it as efficiently as we can and help out the school district as far as cost-wise.
Okay, so. Cool. And with the use Ford stuff, I think that's going to be exciting for the kids, you know, because they'll be just a little bit closer to it when you're doing it at the Y. You've got access to the Y, right?
All the fun stuff we have, yes.
Yeah, well, I think the plan is to use the school facilities
okay,
actually to run the programs
so
out of the elementary schools. Yeah. So, but it would be Y staff that would staff
like
it.
The pools
and,
are.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Very cool.
Keeping the
program in school and
yeah, and with the teachers that they have in
with
place.
With the teachers they have in place. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One thing I wanted to note with the Y staff that we have read, and you can correct me if I'm wrong in this, but the Y staff that is going to work at these schools is certified and everything has been passed through, so it's not just random people coming in. Like, these are certified people who are able to take care of these kids
oh,
after school.
Oh,
programs.
Yeah.
Everything's
like,
background checks clean. Everything is...
Yeah, we have background checks, and the Y has many, many different training programs that we provide the staff.
Cool. The majority of these are already... participating in that and doing that.
Okay. Absolutely. But just, you know, sometimes as a parent is sitting there and they're like, oh, new somebody's coming in to take care of our kids. Like, they're not part of the school system. They're kind of an outside entity. How is that going to affect? Well, you guys are clean. Everything's fine. You're certified people out here. There's not just random people off the streets
yes,
coming in
yes.
here to take care of these kids. I just
no,
wanted to make
Ben,
that a point.
We won't let you watch other people's kids.
So...
All right, well, that's exciting stuff. Good deal.
A lot going on at the Y.
Yeah, school's getting ready to open. It is summertime, and everybody's busy, so.
Right now is our campaign as well.
Okay,
Donna,
yeah,
when does that close out?
We're going to run it for about 2 or 3 more weeks.
This is the annual campaign?
The annual campaign,
uh-huh.
And I know Robert was in here a couple
yeah,
weeks
he,
ago.
Yeah, we helped him, you guys launch that, and so I didn't know it was still going, but that's
still
great.
Going.
We did
well,
our
go,
part.
Go ahead and explain the annual campaign.
Let's go ahead and make another picture.
What is this?
The annual campaign is funds that we raise. We have an annual campaign every year, and we provide scholarships for a lot of our programs, and this helps with these programs. Just because you might not think that you can afford these programs, always come by and talk to us, because we do have funds available to help with from these annual campaigns. And if somebody would want to donate, they're more than willing or able to call the YMCA, and we can set them up on monthly plans, do automatic bank drafts or anything like that to help fund different programs.
All the programs
kids.
We've been talking mm-hmm. about today.
Yeah, and that's a big thing with Y, and that's what the campaign really helps us with, is we don't turn people away because of their inability to pay. Yeah, it may take a little bit of paperwork that you have to do for us so that that we need on our end, but that campaign money really does help us not turn people away, and that's a big thing for the Y.
That's great.
So.
Very good. So, if they want to reach out and have questions about the pools opening, or want to participate in the campaign or the after school care program, all that, what's the phone number again?
918-336-0713.
336-0713. Excellent. That's very good.
Just a shameless plug. I am a member of the Y.
Well, I am also. I used the facility this morning. I would encourage outdoor lap swim early in the morning. Early in the morning. The 5 a.m. or 5:30 lap swim time is what you got to have to work out for me. So anyway, great stuff at the Y. I really enjoy the Y. And it, you know, the Y was another one of these legacy things in Bartlesville. I mean, my grandfather, when he first came to Bartlesville in 1940-41, he became a member of the Y and started, you know, going there. And he went there. I remember him going there until nearly the end of his life. And he loved to go to the Y. And so it's great to be a member of the Y myself.
Absolutely.
And you know that the great programs just go on and on.
There's so many people in Bartlesville that have a connection to the YMCA.
Yeah.
Everybody always has a story.
Yeah. No, and that's the way YMCAs are everywhere, as you mentioned. I mean, around the whole country. And, you know, I remember I grew up in Tulsa, and, you know, I played basketball at the Y and went to, you know, just like my kids have here. And, you know, so it is a great thing. And another one of those great things about Bartlesville, we have so many rich community programs that make the city better. And you guys are part of that, so. Appreciate it very much.
More than just a gym, for sure.
That's right.
Okay, you got a lot going on. Recap one more time for us.
Well, there is a lot to talk about. I mean, there's even more than I mentioned before. You know, and we talked about this last week too, but we've got our summer or spring maintenance special going on. Mm-hmm. And this is a pretty good deal. You get our $9.95 oil change, but with wiper blades, the oil change and our tire rotation. Mm-hmm. So this is about almost a $60 value for $49.95, about $10 off. Great deal on that with all the rain this winter or spring and you may need the wiper blades, but that's a great deal. I mentioned the $5 car sale earlier. That's this Saturday. It's our largest used car sale of the year. We've been stocking up vehicles, so we've got a bunch of cars. I think we had over 10 priced under $4,000, over 16 under $10,000, over 60 in total, over $1.1 million in used car inventory, and we're going to slash the prices on that Saturday and have a big sale. You can go to dungeschoice.com and check out more information on that, or give us a call at 918-333-0900. And if you go to the website, dungeschoice.com, you can register there for a chance to win a Yeti cooler. Another thing we've got going on, this is new. We've had one before, but we closed it for a few years ago. But we've got our rental department up again. We are renting cars, not a whole lot, but we've got a few rental vehicles. So if you're interested in renting a newer Ford or Toyota, Lincoln, we've got some of those available, and we'll be growing that department over time, and that's kind of exciting. We get calls from people, hey, do you rent cars? And we don't. We've had some that we use mostly as loaners, but as the fleet's grown, now we have enough in our inventory to where we can begin to rent them. There's some special vehicles, trucks, vans, stuff like that aren't always available at the traditional local rental counters. So you might give us a call if you're needing something like that. What else? I mentioned the great deals on Fords. The one truck was it'd be over $12,000 off if you happen to be a first responder or a veteran. Mm-hmm. All first responders or veterans who purchase a new Ford this month get an extra $1,000 rebate on top of all the other incentives. So that's a really great offer for you. There are tons of incentives right now, and you can go to the website and check all that out. We talked about Toyota time. On the Toyota side, we've got 0% interest on virtually all the vehicles. We've got a great inventory, too. I think about last count, 11 Highlanders in stock and 19 4Runners. We've got 0% on 13 different models. We've got huge discounts. And this is across the board, Ford, Lincoln, Toyota, even our used vehicles on cars that are aged. So great stuff.
All right, well, appreciate you coming in this morning. Car Talk on K1AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. Dignity.